In Parshas Ve'eschanan, the Torah tells us for the second time about the Aseret HaDibros and Moshe's recount and recap of what had happened to the Jewish people. And when one analyzes the Aseret HaDibros, it's very important to see if there's any differences that exist between how the Torah records the Aseret HaDibros in Parshas Yisro, where the Torah is actually given, and how Moshe tells it over in our Parsha, Parshas Ve'eschanan. And in the fifth Dibra, the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, there seems to be some discrepancy between how the Pesukim are recorded. The Torah tells us in Parshas Ve'eschanan, Kaved es avicha ves imecha, kasher tzivcha Hashem elokecha, laman yarichun yamecha, laman yitavlach, al adama asher Hashem elokecha nosin lach. The clause of kasher tzivcha Hashem elokecha, that the reason and purpose for honoring your parents is based off the tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's something which is extra and added in Parshas Ve'eschanan that doesn't seem to exist in Parshas Yisro. What exactly is the discrepancy, and why did the Torah feel it necessary to teach about Kibud Av V'Em with the backdrop of Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha in Parshas Ve'eschanan as opposed to in Parshas Yisro? The Meshech Chachma gives a very insightful and beautiful answer as to why this discrepancy exists, and he explains as follows. The simple understanding about the reasons, Tamei HaMitzvos, behind Kibud Av V'Em is very simply based off of Hakaras HaTov. Parents provide for their children a tremendous amount. In fact, the Chovas HaLevavos himself talks about the unnatural or supernatural love that a parent has for a child to be able to care for it at every waking hour when it's born and it's so fragile. And without that unnatural love that the parent has for the child would never be able to survive because it's so frail in its infancy. And because of that, one would assume that the reason for Kibud Av V'Em is because parents provide so much for children, they are obligated in Hakaras HaTov. They need to thank their parents for what they have provided for them throughout their entire lives. For the food, for the shelter, for the protection. However, says the Meshech Chachma, what would be the case if parents did not provide that much for their children? Would there still be an obligation to Kibud Av V'Em? Comes along our pasuk of Kacher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, that the reason for Kibud Av V'Em is not just based on the Hakaras HaTov, but it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed us in this mitzvah. And the reason why it's taught specifically at this juncture in Parshas Ve'eschanan, the Meshech Chachma draws on the Midrashim, is because this generation, this door which is about to enter into Eretz Yisrael, their parents did not provide that much for them in comparison to parents of previous generations. The Meshech Chachma points to the Medrash about how their food, the psukim, the food that was provided from heaven, the man, came every single day, and that the Medrash that explains that their clothing grew on them, that they never needed to care about elements of their parnasa. And because of all those factors that basically HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of those classically parental obligations, one would think that perhaps in that moment, these children would not be obligated to keep Kibud Av V'Em. Comes along the pasuk, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, to tell us that even in that situation, nevertheless, there is a mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. I think the point of the Meshech Chachma is in order to get us to focus on the reason behind mitzvos is not for some rational, logical justification that we may have for them, even though that is very important, but at the heart of it is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh that mitzvah, that He commanded it for us, and because of the commandment, that is ultimately the reason why we engage in Torah practices. And this reminds us, obviously, of the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, Ve'ilah HaMishpatim, that the laws that have to deal with governing, be it Alam Chavero, torts, suing, damages, etc., all those things which are needed for a just society, the Ve'ilah, in the beginning of that Parsha, Rashi quotes from the Medrash, that Ve'ilah is a connection. That Parshas Mishpatim is very much connected to the previous Parsha, which is Parshas Yisro. And the last thing that took place in Parshas Yisro was the Aseret HaDibros. And therefore Rashi points out that the Ve'ilah Mishpatim is coming to tell us that just that the same way that the Aseret HaDibros came from Har Sinai and from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and contain a certain amount of Kedusha, contain the tzivoy of Hashem, and that is the purpose and justification of why we engage in those mitzvos. So too, when it comes to all elements of the Torah, mishpatim included, and the damages and the torts of bein adam chaveiro are also with the backdrop of kasher tzivcha Hashem elokecha. And if we could keep that in mind when we are engaging in Torah and mitzvos, so then we'll be able to see beyond the tzivoy itself and be really connected to the mitzvah. We'll be able to connect it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and develop a greater relationship with Him. Have a wonderful Shabbos.